Okay, how many times have you done this? You grab your phone, you type a question, maybe a need, into a search engine, and you're just hoping for that instant answer, right? We all do it every single day, searching Google for, I don't know, what's for dinner, or maybe something huge like how does the universe work, or just, best coffee near me. But here's the thing, in this like super digital world we're in, just having a website, it's not really enough anymore, is it? If your business or maybe your blog, your passion project, whatever it is, if it isn't showing up in those search results, well, your competitors probably are. They're getting the clicks, the customers, the attention, and that's where SEO, search engine optimization, comes in. So today we're going to do a real deep dive into what is SEO, not just the definition, but like what it really means.
Yeah, our mission today is basically to unpack what SEO actually is, how it works, behind the digital curtain, and why it's not just important. It's pretty much critical for any online presence that wants to grow sustainably. We've looked at a bunch of different sources, and the goal is really to cut through the jargon, maybe share some surprising bits, and give you a clear roadmap for understanding this, fundamental digital force.
Okay, let's unpack that then. We hear SEO all the time. But like fundamentally, what is it for someone who maybe knows the term but wants to go deeper? What's the core idea they need to grasp?
Right. At its absolute simplest, SEO is the process of optimizing your website so it ranks higher on search engines, like Google. But taking it a step further, it's really about making your site the most relevant and the most authoritative answer to what someone is searching for. The ultimate goal, the crucial thing, is to drive more relevant, organic traffic, and organic means free, which is key to your site. See, when someone searches, Google uses these really complex algorithms, right, to show what it thinks is the best content, relevant, trustworthy, high quality. SEO is how you make sure your website is part of that conversation, ideally leading it.
So it's like being the top recommendation when people are actively looking for exactly what you offer, like having the best spot on the busiest digital street, maybe right at the front. But okay, beyond just getting more traffic, what's the real strategic reason SEO matters so much now? Why is it so profound?
That's where it gets really interesting. Traffic is, the immediate thing. But our sources really emphasize that ranking high isn't just clicks, it's about brand equity. There are studies showing users often see that top organic result as like the official source, the most authoritative one, even more than paid ads sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah, that psychological trust, it's huge and often underestimated. Beyond that, it boils down to a few key things. One, it builds massive visibility and trust. Your brand becomes synonymous with expertise in that area. Two, it's incredibly cost-effective for the long haul. Unlike paid ads, right? SEO traffic doesn't just vanish when your budget runs out. It's sustainable, an asset.
Okay.
Three, good SEO almost always forces you into having a better user experience. Faster site speed, good navigation, mobile friendliness, stuff Google loves.
Right, which helps anyway.
Exactly. And at least to four, sustainable growth. Once you rank well, you get this ongoing, consistent traffic without constantly paying for ads. And finally, number five, to the crucial competitive advantage. If you're not doing SEO, you can bet your competitors are. They're grabbing those clicks, building that trust.
Wow, that sustainable growth point really hits home. I hadn't quite framed it like that before, SEO as a long-term asset, not just a marketing task. It's like an investment that keeps paying off. What's the biggest hurdle, do you think, for companies trying to make that shift from thinking short-term ads to building that long-term SEO asset?
Well, often it's just impatience, the expectation of instant results, paid ads, boom, results now.
Yeah.
SEO, as we'll get into, it takes time. So shifting that mindset, it needs patience, a strategic vision, understanding that the work today pays off exponentially, months, maybe even years later. It's like planting a tree versus buying cut flowers,
Great analogy. Okay, so to really use SEO effectively, we need to get under the hood a bit. How do search engines like Google actually work? When you type something in, it feels like a black box sometimes.
It really can feel that way, but understanding the mechanics is key. Absolutely. And it's less a magic box, more a very, very sophisticated step-by-step process. There are basically three core things Google does every single time you search. First up is crawling. Think of search engine bots. They're often called spiders, constantly scanning the internet. They follow links, page to page, discovering new stuff, finding updated content.
Like little digital explorers.
Exactly. Mapping the entire web constantly. Second, after they crawl, they index the content. This means the pages get processed, sorted, and stored in Google's massive database. It's like a giant library. They analyze the content, categorize it, figure out the context. But here's a deeper insight that's becoming more important. Google isn't just indexing pages anymore. It's increasingly indexing concepts.
Concepts? What do you mean?
Well, your site's ability to show it knows a lot about a whole topic, covering related keywords, related ideas, that's often more crucial now than just stuffing one specific keyword onto a page.
Mm.
It's shifting from optimizing for keywords to optimizing for key topics and overall thematic relevance.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And then third, when you actually type your search query, Google's complex ranking algorithms kick in. They look at billions of index pages and analyze them for relevance, authority, quality, all sorts of factors to figure out the absolute best results to show you. And what's just mind-blowing is the speed. Every search scans and ranks billions of pages in, like fractions of a second.
Fractions of a second?
It's an incredible piece of engineering. We don't even notice it happening.
That idea of indexing concepts or topics instead of just pages, that's a real aha moment. It means we need to think bigger, right? Build comprehensive resources, not just target single keywords. And the speed is just, mind-boggling. So, okay, if that's the engine running things, what are the controls we have? As website owners, content creators, what are the practical levers we can actually pull?
That leads us perfectly into what are often called the three crucial pillars of SEO. If you understand these, you have a solid foundation for any strategy. They give you significant control. Pillar number one is on-page SEO. This is everything you do on your own site. Stuff directly in your control. We're talking about the keywords you choose and how you use them strategically in your page titles, your headings, you know, H1s, H2s, H3s, and just naturally woven into your main content. It also includes writing compelling meta descriptions. That's the little snippet under the title and search results.
Right, the little preview.
Exactly. Now, they don't directly impact rankings as much as they used to, but here's a common mistake our sources flag. People just treat them as a summary. Don't. Think of it as a mini advertisement for your page. Optimizing it with a strong call to action that massively improves your click-through rate and that signals relevance to Google. So it's indirectly very important.
Ah, okay. Good tip.
Also crucial for on-page, making sure your pages load fast and are mobile friendly. That's non-negotiable now. And HTTPS, you know, is meaning secure. Our sources stress this isn't just nice to have anymore. It's a direct ranking factor. Google actively penalizes non-secure sites. Lack of HTTPS can kill your visibility no matter how good your content is.
So it's foundational.
Absolutely foundational. And finally, don't forget internal linking. Linking from one page on your site to another related page helps users navigate, helps search engines understand your site structure and content relationships. So that's on page. Pillar two is off-page SEO. Like the name says, this is about building your site's authority and reputation outside your own website. The biggest piece here, backlinks. These are links pointing to your site from other reputable websites. Google sees these as powerful endorsements, like votes of confidence. If a trusted site links to you, it signals your content is valuable and authoritative.
Like getting cited in a research paper.
Exactly like that. It validates your expertise. Other off-page stuff includes things like social media mentions, even just brand mentions without a link, and maybe collaborations with influencers in your niche. All these external signals tell search engines your site is a trusted player in its field.
Okay, so if on-page is what you do inside your house, off-page is like building your reputation around town, right? That makes sense. But thinking about that, are there common mistakes where people get that balance wrong? Like focus too much internally and forget the external rep, or maybe the other way around?
Oh, absolutely. A classic mistake is obsessing over on-page stuff, perfect keywords, amazing content, but totally neglecting off-page. It's like having this fantastic shop, beautifully designed, great products, but nobody outside knows it even exists.
Right. No foot traffic.
Exactly. And conversely, some people try desperately to get tons of backlinks, maybe shady ones, without having genuinely good content on their site. That rarely works long term. Visitors land, see it's not great, and bounce immediately.
Sends bad signals.
Terrible signals to Google. So yeah, that balance is critical. You need both a great house and a good reputation. Which brings us to pillar three. Technical SEO. This is all about making sure search engines can actually crawl, index, and understand your site properly from a technical standpoint. We mentioned HTTPS and mobile optimization. Those are huge here too. But it also includes having things like XML sitemaps. Think of these as detailed maps you give search engines so they understand your site's structure.
Got it.
And fixing basic stuff like broken links is key. Here's a slightly deeper point on that crawling aspect. Google actually assigns a crawl budget to every website.
A budget, like money.
Not money, but resources. Time and resources its bots will spend crawling your site. If your site is slow, full of broken links, or has a messy structure, those bots might run out of budget before they even find your most important, newest pages.
So your best content might not even get seen quickly.
Exactly. It might not get discovered or indexed efficiently. So technical SEO isn't just about, can Google find me? It's about, can Google afford to spend its valuable crawl time on my important content?
Mm.
And this technical side, along with how you build links, brings up a really crucial ethical point. White hat versus black hat SEO.
Okay, what's the difference?
White hat SEO is all the ethical, sustainable stuff we've been talking about. Creating genuinely valuable content, earning natural links, improving user experience. Following the rules, basically. Black hat SEO involves, well, cheating. Manipulative tricks like stuffing keywords invisibly, hiding text, buying thousands of spammy links, things designed to trick the algorithms.
Does that stuff still work?
Our sources are crystal clear on this. Maybe for a fleeting moment sometimes. But Google's algorithms are incredibly smart and always getting smarter. They will detect these tactics. And the penalties can be severe, like rankings obliterated or even getting completely removed from Google's index. It's a super risky short-term gamble that usually leads to long-term disaster. Definitely not the way for sustainable growth.
That's a really important distinction. Play the long game, build real value. Okay, so with these three pillars, on page, off page, technical technic, where does someone actually start if they want to optimize their site today? What are the first practical steps?
Right, the absolute starting point, the foundation for everything else, is keyword research.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't just finding popular terms.
Mm-hmm.
It's about understanding the exact phrases people type into Google when looking for what you offer, but critically, understanding the intent behind those searches.
Intent.
Yeah, are they looking for information? Are they ready to buy? Comparing options. For example, if you sell running shoes, best running shoes for beginners has a different intent than buy cheap running shoes size 10. So you need to find these terms, maybe using tools like Google Keyword Planner, SEMrush. There are lots out there. Figure out which terms match which intent, see how many people search for them, how tough the competition is. This research then guides basically everything else you do in SEO. Step two, based on that research, is creating SEO-friendly content. We touched on this, but content really is the backbone. It needs to be structured well. Use those H1, H2, H3 headings. Clearly, incorporate your keywords naturally, not stuffed in, but the real key. Provide in-depth, high-quality answers to the questions implied by your keywords. Really solve the user's problem or satisfy their curiosity. Aim to be the best resource on that specific topic.
Go deep, not wide necessarily.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Make it engaging too. Use images, maybe videos, infographics, and keep it fresh. Google likes content that's updated regularly. It shows it's still relevant. And step three is link building. We talked about backlinks being those votes of confidence. The best way to get them is to earn them. How? Well, strategies like guest posting on other respected blogs in your field work well. Creating amazing shareable content like infographics or original research that other sites naturally want to link to.
Stuff people actually find useful.
Precisely. Getting listed in relevant industry directories, collaborating with influencers. It's all about demonstrating your value so others link to you organically. It's less about asking for links, more about deserving them.
It really sounds like the core theme here isn't about tricking an algorithm at all. It's about creating genuinely useful, well-structured, authoritative content that helps real people. And earning their trust, which in turn helps the algorithms trust you too. It's almost holistic.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It aligns what humans want with what the algorithms are trying to find and reward.
Okay, so for someone starting out, or maybe someone who's tried a bit of SEO before, it's easy to make mistakes. What are some of the most common pitfalls people tend to fall into? Things to absolutely avoid.
Yeah, that's a really good question, because beginners and even intermediates stumble on these all the time. Our sources highlight a few key ones pretty consistently. A really common one, maybe a hangover from old SEO days, is keyword stuffing. Just jamming keywords into the text over and over. It makes it sound robotic, awful to read, and Google hates it now. You'll get penalized.
All right. Readability first.
Absolutely. Another huge mistake, ignoring mobile optimization. Seriously. Most searches are on mobile now. If your site isn't easy to use on a phone, Google pretty much won't rank you well, full stop.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're skipping technical SEO. You can have the best content in the world, but if Google can't crawl or index your site properly because of technical glitches, it's invisible. Doesn't matter how good it is.
All that effort wasted.
Completely wasted. And maybe the biggest one, mentally. Expecting instant results. SEO is not PPC. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, persistence. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
Impatience is a major pitfall.
Patience is key. Okay, so you put in the effort, you avoid the pitfalls. How do you actually know if it's working? How do you measure success and separate the real wins from just, you know, random fluctuations? What's the most reliable sign things are moving in the right direction?
Measurement is absolutely critical. You need to track progress to know what's working and what needs tweaking. There are a few essential tools. First, Google Analytics. This tells you about the visitors on your site, where they came from, what pages they visit, how long they stay, whether they complete goals like buying something or signing up. It shows user engagement.
Okay.
Second, Google Search Console. This is invaluable. It's like Google's direct report card for your website. It shows which keywords are actually bringing people to your site from Google Search, how your pages are performing in search results, and crucially, any technical errors Google found.
So Google tells you directly what it thinks.
Pretty much. It's essential. Then, for more in-depth stuff like tracking your rankings for specific keywords over time, analyzing your backlinks, and even spying on what your competitors are doing SEO-wise, tools like SEMrush or Ahrefs are super powerful.
Right.
But the most reliable indicator, beyond just seeing more traffic, it's seeing your rankings improve for your target keywords, the ones most valuable to you. And even more importantly, seeing how that translates into tangible results, more qualified leads, more sales, actual business growth. That's the real payoff.
Got it. Tracks back to the business goals. Okay, quickly, we often get asked a few standard questions like, how long does SEO really take? Our sources generally say you might start seeing some movement in 3-6 months, but significant solid results. Often takes longer, maybe 6-12 months or more, depending.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Patience again.
And is SEO dead? We hear that sometimes.
Definitely not. It's constantly evolving, yes. Adapting to things like voice search, AI, user experience signals. But the fundamental need to optimize for search visibility, still incredibly important and effective.
And the classic, is SEO better than paid ads?
They're just different tools for different jobs, really.
Yeah.
SEO is your long-term investment for sustainable organic traffic and building brand authority. Paid ads, like Google ads, are great for instant, targeted traffic, maybe for a specific campaign or promotion.
So they can work together.
Absolutely. Often the best strategy uses both. They complement each other really well.
Okay, so wrapping this up, what is SEO? At the end of the day, as we've explored, it seems like it's this comprehensive, strategic process. Making your website more visible, sure, but also more trusted, more valuable, both to the search engines and to the actual people using them.
Exactly. It's truly an investment in your digital presence, your digital future. If you get that right mix, solid on-page work, building that off-page authority, making sure the technical foundations are sound, you will attract the right kind of visitors. You'll build authority and you'll grow your presence sustainably. It's not a quick trick or a hack, it's a long-term commitment. But the sooner you really start investing in it seriously, the faster you'll see those meaningful, lasting results pay off.
Okay, final thought then. We know SEO is always changing, right? Adapting to how we search and interact online, text, voice, images, who knows what's next. Thinking ahead, what new aspects of, say, digital experience or maybe user intent do you think might become the next critical frontier for ranking? What's beyond just optimizing traditional websites that we should maybe start thinking about now?
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.